We used to say in the church where I grew up, lift up your hearts. The priest would say it, and we would all say back, we lift up our hearts to the Lord. It's one of the phrases that has most stayed with me. In meditation practice, so often, if I feel myself less bright or present than I know is possible for me, or that I would like to feel, or that I would like to cultivate in my being, this gesture simply of lifting the chest a little bit, letting the sternum float up, allowing the breath to billow the ribs open, to allow the spaces of the lungs, the fractal of the vessels in the lungs to open, to allow the breath to fill the dome of the ribs. Lift up your hearts. As the sternum lifts gently, shoulders can fall open, chin can relax and drop back toward the wall behind you, opening the base of the skull and the back, softening through the neck. What's it like to shift this one aspect of your posture, lifting and brightening through the front line? We finished last year talking about dignity as a way to understand what might happen, what might unfold in the body, mind, as the constrictions of fear and clutching fall away. A kind of dignity arising. What might it be like to sit with the dignity of your heart radiating in all directions, and the spine like a great tree, standing tall? And to look around, using the inner eye, look at your life, look at this world, look at the year that just ended and the one beginning. So often we look and collapse, or look and get inflamed, or look and tremble. What might it be like to sit with dignity and look? This is our world. This is your life with its personal dramas. This is your family with its drama. This is your community, the various communities you move through, identify with, work in. This is your culture. This is the leader of our culture speaking this evening. And all the complexity and drama, grasping and fear, hatred and hope that swirl around public life. And this is our planet. See it. To practice dignity in sitting means to invite in a kind of steadiness. A steadiness in the posture, a steadiness in the breath, not by constricting or trying to make rhythmic that which is fluid, but in a sense by allowing to be fluidly rhythmic that which otherwise might be confused or constricted unnecessarily. Am I safe in this very moment enough to breathe in a way that lets the shoulders relax, the heart lift, the heart shine forth? If not, what can I do to come more into this place and myself? And if so, how far does the sense of safety and dignity go? How deeply can we feel the open, radiant heart, the brightness of presence? Your heart has the potential to feel so much more than it does. In the direction of joy, peace, radiance. As if the only way we ever heard music was through the tinny speakers on our phones while in the car, racing somewhere. And we never knew what it was like to sit in the presence of a 1,000-voice choir live, or a massive symphony, or a stack of good speakers at a dance party. The music of this world is so much fuller than we often hear. And the path to hearing it is to lift up the heart, to allow the whole body to breathe. That's either physical or metaphorical or both. And to become steady in the face of the storm. Takes a lot of support, community, practice, and the cultivating of wholesome conditions for ourselves and others to be able to do this. What a gift that we have spaces like this to take a few moments in to practice. As we sit in silence, allow breath, body, whatever steadiness of heart, radiance of heart is available to you to come together in a tall, bright, dignified presence. And when the mind wanders away from that presence because it can't feel it so deeply, listen more closely. Listen through the tinny speakers to the glorious music trying to come through. And it will come.